Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Despite the talk in political circles, we do have a little bit of time before the 2016 presidential campaign really starts heating up. And so maybe Baltimore Sun columnist Susan Reimer has reached Governor O'Malley in time because she makes a plea today. Memo to Martin O'Malley, please don't run for president. And Susan joins us now to talk more about it. Hey, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Mary Beth.
Any idea if he read it?
I have no idea if he has. I can't imagine someone not bringing it to his attention. But if my voicemails, emails, and Twitter feed are any indication, he probably shouldn't run because absolutely none of those people are going to vote for him.
But you yourself seem to be coming from this piece with his future in mind, and it's coming from the heart.
Not too deep in my heart, but after watching what went on during the last election cycle, especially during the primaries, it was cringeworthy. It was just awful to watch, and it was awful to watch what the candidates had to go through in order to win this office, and it made me think, if you want this, if you want to go through this in order to qualify for a particular job, then you probably shouldn't have that job because you don't have any good sense. You don't have a good sense of worth or decency, and you don't care about your family. It's unseemly. It's unhealthy.
It sounds like you're saying, and I think you wrote this in the piece, you like him, or what you know of him or how much you know him, you like him, and you worry that you won't like him by the time this is all said and done.
Yeah, I'm not friends with the guys. Not like we hang out. But I did meet him personally when he was unaware that I was a reporter, and so there wasn't that wall that would automatically go up. And I thought he was quite the decent guy. And I'm a Democrat, I'm a progressive. You only have to read about half of one of my columns to know that about me. I believe in the things that he has championed, same-sex marriage, the abolition of the death penalty. I don't see him as a profligate spender. I think he's done a remarkable job of keeping the state afloat during the recent
recession. Seems like you think he'd be a good president.
He might indeed be a good president. But what he has to go through to get there, I think, would be beyond damaging for both him and his family.
Well, he certainly, he's in this business, right? And
yeah.
He wants to go for the brass ring.
But what business is he in? Is he in the business of politics and just doing it and winning the next election and the next for the next office and the next? Or did he want to be an agent for change? Did he want to improve the lives of people around him? Did he want to do good? Or is it just about winning the next election? I don't know.
Seems like you also think that he'll just end up being sort of a sparring partner for Hillary.
Yeah, I think so. One of the points of view out there is that even if she does run, he should run because she could sharpen her campaign by sparring with him. He would just have to not do much damage to her in the process, not weaken her, but strengthen her, and that it would give him enough of a national profile to be a good candidate in 2020 when he will still be a relatively speaking young man.
The nice thing is you kind of offer him a solution or an option, and it sounds pretty nice. Ambassador to Ireland. You've got it all figured out, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Just call me. Governor O'Malley, just call me. I'll straighten this all out for you. Dan Rooney, the owner of the Steelers, retired at the end of 2012 from his job as ambassador to Ireland. The position is still open. And can't you just see him there?
Well, we'll see if he's listening. The Baltimore Sun's Susan Reimer. Memo to Martin O'Malley. Please don't run for president. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mary Beth.